Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早安。
Please open your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 14.
请打开你的圣经, 提摩太后书第一章8到14节。
Before we read, let's pray to God to ask for illumination.
那我们读经之前, 让我们一起来低头祷告, 请求圣, 神能光照我们。
O Lord, our God, as we come before the preaching of your word, illumine us with your spirit.
我们的主, 我们的神, 让我们来到你的话语之前,
we ask that your truth may be written in our hearts. We ask that your truth will comfort us and convict us of our sin.
我们也请求, 你自己的灵能够, 亲自地安慰我们, 也能够, 赦免我们的罪。
But most importantly, we pray that you will give us healing through the gospel grace.
最重要是能够借着, 福音的恩典能够带给我们医治。
Renew us according to Christ's image.
根据耶稣基督自己的形象更新我们。
In His name we pray.
奉他的圣名祷告。
Amen. And I will ask Tony to please read for us verse 8 to 14.
好,提摩太后书第一章8到14节。 你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主的被囚的为耻。总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今借着我们救主耶稣，基督耶稣的显现。
Underground dungeon in Rome, dark, dirty, and cold.
因为保罗在写这封书信的时候，他就是作为一个罪犯被像锁链一样被囚在这个罗马人的这个地下非常幽暗、非常肮脏、寒冷的一个地牢里面。
And Paul knew that his death was imminent.
保罗而且知道他自己的死期已经非常的近了。So
these are his last words and his last will and testament.
所以这些话就是他的临终的遗言和交代。And
this is why it is so intensely personal.
所以呢这段你能感到这段书信是非常的情真意切。And
Paul, who is Timothy's mentor and spiritual father, Timothy would be the pastor in Ephesus, Paul knows Timothy and his situation very well.
那保罗是提摩太的属灵的父亲和他的导师，而提摩太又是当时这个以弗所教会的牧师，保罗就非常了解提摩太的处境。Paul
knows Timothy is dealing with the fear of persecution of the church as it is looming coming from Nero.
那他知道这个提摩太面临的这个教会当时所受的这个逼迫和恐惧，而且也就是当时的这个罗马人的这个皇帝叫尼禄。
And Paul knows about the doubt in the church in Ephesus of Timothy's leadership because of his relatively young age, which is something we talk about in chapter 4 in 1 Timothy.
那保罗在提摩太前书第四章那个地方也提到过，因为提摩太非常的年轻，资历可能也比较浅，所以当时教会的内部对他对提摩太的这个领导力也有一些质疑和动摇。
Paul knows about the threats of false teachers within the church. We talk all about it in the first book of 1 Timothy.
在这个提摩太前书里面，保罗也提醒了当时他就是教会里面各种各样的异端和假教师。
Paul knows about Timothy's physical condition. He mentions his physical illness in chapter 5 in 1 Timothy.
在提摩太前书第五章里面，保罗还提到提摩太自己就是身体健康上面的状况也不好。
Paul knows about Timothy's natural timid and sensitive personality.
那保罗尤其是知道提摩太天生比较胆小、比较敏感这样一个性格。
Last time I quoted one theologian who says that Timothy was disposed to lean rather than to lead.
那上次我讲的时候，我还引用神学界的话，就是提摩太这个人，他是天生的，他更趋向于就是说是依附别人，而不是出面去领导别人。
And this is why Paul wrote to Timothy to encourage, to galvanize, and to motivate him.
那所以就是保罗要写这封信，要来这个鼓励、激励、激发提摩太。
So that he would press on to recommit to the work of the gospel ministry.
以至于他能够这个顶住压力，能够重新的委身福音的事工。
And Paul's primary method is of motivation is appealing to Timothy's identity in Christ.
那保罗核心的这个激励提摩太的方法，就是唤醒提摩太对在这个对他的这个基督里面这个身份的认同。
And here's the idea. Once there was a little English girl doing her lesson with her tutor.
那这儿有一个例子，我跟大家举，就以前从前有一个小女孩，就跟着她的这个英国的小女孩跟着她的教师在上课。
And she has been behaving badly lately.
她最近这个表现的不太好。
And the lesson that day has to do with the royal family.
那这个是那天讲的呢，正好是跟这个英国的皇室有关的。
As she studied the genealogical chart in the book, she became aware of the astonishing fact that she was next in line for the throne.
那当她自己在学这个皇室的家谱的时候，这个小女孩惊奇地发现，原来她就是在家谱里面下一位那种顺位的继承人。
At first, she wept.
开始的时候她都哭出来了。
And then she looked at her tutor and said, I'll be good.
然后他就看着自己的这个教师说，我会听话的，我会表现更好。
The fact that little Victoria would one day be Queen of England motivated her to live on a higher level.
那当这个小女孩，这个小维多利亚意识到自己将来有一天会变成英国的女王的时候，她这个身份的认同就激发了她自己对自己要有一个更高的标准。
That was Queen Victoria.
这个就是我们知道的这个伊丽莎白女王。维多利亚女王。
Reminding someone of his or her identity is a powerful method of motivation.
那我们知道提醒一个人的身份其实是一个非常有力的来激励一个人的方法。
And this is exactly what Paul's been doing in verses 1 to 7 as he continues to do so in our sermon text today.
那在就是在整个在从第一到第七节里面然后一直到我们今天刚才读的这个经文里面，保罗一直是在用这样的一个方式在传达内容。
And the focus on these, of these verses is, as Paul is telling Timothy and us, is don't be ashamed of the gospel.
那保罗在这里面讲的核心的重点就是不以福音为耻。
So let's try to answer three questions from this text.
那我们就从这段经文我们来回答三个问题。
First, how would we be ashamed of the gospel?
那首先是你如何做就变成以福音为耻了。
Second, why shouldn't we be ashamed of the gospel?
第二，我们为什么不以福音为耻？
And third, what must we do to honor the gospel?
第三，是我们如何来做能够真正的荣耀福音。
So the first question is, how would we be ashamed of the gospel?
那首先就是我们怎样做就是以福音为耻。
Before answering this question, we need to know what shame is.
那我们在回答这个问题之前，我们先讲一讲到底这个耻辱这个意思到底是什么。
According to the definition in the Standard English Dictionary, shame is the feeling of humiliation caused by the consciousness of wrong or disapproved behaviors.
那这个根据英语的这个词典的标准的意思，这个羞耻这个词，它就是在你自己意识到错误或者不被认可的时候，产生出那种耻辱感。
Shame can come from your own behavior or others whom you associate with or related to.
那羞耻可以是跟你自己的这个坏的行为有关系，或者是跟你自身或者是你的亲属的一些人他们的行为跟他们有关。
It is the recognition of your identity, of what you have become, of your self-perceived identity.
这个是对你自己的身份这样一个认知有关的。
For example, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve felt shame because they recognized they have become because of what they have done.
比如说在伊甸园里面，这个亚当和夏娃他们感到羞耻，因为他们意识到自己做了什么错事以后会变成了什么样子。
This is why they recognized their nakedness and covered themselves with fig leaves.
就是当他们意识到自己赤身露体的时候，他们用这个无花果树的叶子编织衣服为自己遮羞。
There are the right kind and the wrong kind of shame.
那这个羞耻呢，它有所谓的这种比较正当的，也有这种不正当的，这两种可以分成这两类。
The right kind of shame is proportionate to and connected with actual guilt incurred by sin.
那那种比较自发的正当的那种羞耻是真的是那种心里面的这个罪疚感带来的这个带来的这种所谓的这种羞耻感。
So, for example, in Adam and Eve's case, they truly offended God by sinning against him. Therefore, there's real guilt that leads to the real shame.
那比如说亚当夏娃他们这个得罪了神以后，他们自己这个罪孽感让他们产生这种羞耻感。
And the wrong kind of shame is not according to actual guilt.
那也有那种我们认为这是所谓不正确的这种羞耻感，它跟你自己这种跟对罪的这种内疚的这种是没有关系的。
It comes from pride, unbelief, and fear, and accusation from others, possibly the devil.
那这种羞耻感往往是根据你自己的这种就是骄傲，或者是你不信，然后由于魔鬼对你的控诉产生的这种羞耻感。
For example, you might have been told by others, or you have been telling yourself that you don't measure up because you're not good looking enough.
那比如说，有的人会觉得，哎，你这个人就是不行，因为你长得不好看。
Or someone would say your skin color or race isn't the preferred one or favorite one.
那有的人会认为你这个皮肤的颜色不是大家喜欢那种颜色。
Or you are not smart enough because someone trying to discriminate against you.
那或者是你因为不太聪明，所以别人就看不起你。
Because of these things, you felt ashamed.
因为这些事，你觉得自己羞耻，其实是一种自卑。
Any so-called shame that doesn't align with the biblical definition of guilt, guilt that's wrought by sin, is not real shame.
那任何跟我们圣经里面讲的因为罪引起的这种罪疚感产生的这种羞耻感，如果不是跟这个吻合的话，那这样的羞耻感都不是我今天讲的正当的羞耻感。
As I mentioned earlier, shame, right or wrong, doesn't have to come from what you personally have done.
那像我刚才讲的这个所谓这个羞耻感不管是它是这种所谓正当的还不正当的有的时候跟你自己所做的事情没有关系
It can come from others whom you associate with and related to
有的时候它是跟你就是和你有关的人他们的这个行为是有关的
For example, it can come from your family, friends, nation, etc.
比如说你自己的这个家人你自己的朋友甚至你来自的这个国家和他们的一些情况有关
The prime example would be the Apostle Peter, because of his fear, he was ashamed to admit he knew Jesus.
比如说，简单的，比如说像这个彼得，因为他自己的一些这个恐惧，所以他自己就是他自己怕，所以以至于他都不敢承认是耶稣的门徒。
And because of that, he denied him three times.
以至于他三次不认主。
And then he tried to flee the shame and suffering of Christ, according to the Bible.
所以就是后来他甚至想逃脱这样的这种羞耻感。
Bearing shame and suffering is the obvious reason why how anyone would be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
那就是带着这个羞耻感的话，有的时候也不一定是对我们为这个我们的主耶稣基督做带着这种羞耻感，有的时候是让我们对为我们的主耶稣基督做见证的一种方式。
Remember the cross of Christ.Both in Roman and also Jewish societies was a scandal.
因为你如果知道的话，就是耶稣基督，尤其是他这个所谓十字架这个福音，在当时的很多罗马人，他们认为这个是一个丑闻。
The crucifixion is a symbol of disgrace and dishonor.
那我们知道这个为上十字架而死，事实上这个是。既是一种耻辱，又是一种荣誉。
It was the worst kind of criminal punishment that there was.
那这个是对当时的话是最糟糕的这种犯人的一种惩罚的方式。
And that's exactly what our Lord has borne for His people.
但这个恰恰是我们的主耶稣基督为他自己的子民所承担的。
The question is then, if we still call and acknowledge Jesus as Lord.Then how are we identifying with him, with his humility in our life?
那我们知道，如果我们今天口里面承认，他是我们的主，那我们在生活中是如何认同他的？
It is astonishing that although Paul was Nero's prisoner, he actually hears in verse 8, he calls himself the Lord's prisoner, his prisoner.
那非常令人震惊的是，尽管在事实上保罗当时他是在这个。尼禄皇帝的阶下囚，但是在第八节里面，他自己说他是主的囚犯。
He sees his current sad situation as under the Lord's sovereign control, as he identifies himself with the Lord.
他把自己当时的就是让人看起来很凄凉这个环这个境况和他自己因为是和主在主权里面将自己与基督联合是跟这个是看作是在这个掌控之下的。
Because he has recognized that he has been captured not by Nero but by Christ.
因为他自己就是承认他并不是被这个尼禄皇帝所俘，而是被耶稣基督所俘。
And now he is challenging Timothy and us to not be ashamed of the gospel.
他用此来就是挑战当时的提摩太，也挑战我们今天的我们，不要以福音为耻。
To be willing to identify with Christ's suffering and humility.
让我们这个愿意认同耶稣基督自己的受苦和卑微。
To be captured by His grace that expressed fully on the cross.
愿意就是让被耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显的这个恩典所捕获。
So if you are not ashamed of the gospel, are you willing to share in Christ's suffering? That's the question.
所以这个问题就是，如果你不以这个十字架为耻，你是否愿意为这个耶稣基督来做见证、来宣扬？
And if you are not ashamed of the gospel and willing to share the suffering in Christ, then guess what happened? People in the world, in the unbelieving world, is going to see you as foolish.
但是如果你不以福音为耻，愿意将福音这十字架的大能宣扬给世界的话，你知道会发生什么样的情况吗？有的时候世界上的人会认为你是个傻子。
Even if they don't mistreat or persecute you, something that I talked about last time in my sermon,
即使就是这是世上的人不会像我上次讲到的在身体上如何的去逼迫你。
In a very subtle way, there's the constant surrounding pressure on you to seek what everybody else is seeking in the world.
但是这个世上他会用一种非常比较微妙比较这个间接的持续不断的这种无形的压力来困扰你。
Everybody else is seeking their aspiration, their career goal, their family status, their children's achievement in life, etc.
因为每个人都在追求自己的社会地位，追求自己家庭的好处，追求自己子女的这个高升。
A couple months ago, my high school best friend from Hong Kong sent me a video.
我几个月前的时候，我这个在香港的一个当时的一个高中的好朋友寄给我一段视频。
In it,My beloved art teacher in high school, who had a great influence in my early life and art career, talks about the beauty and esteem of expressing oneself through art.
那这个录像里面就是当时我早期的很早以前的教我这个画画的这个老师，是我也非常敬佩的，我认为的一个艺术家。他就是在描述，就是通过艺术表达自我的这样是多么的美好，多么的有尊严。
I haven't talked to her for years, for decades.
我跟她就是可能有几十年都没有说过话了。
I'm not even sure if she would still remember me.
我甚至都不知道我这个老师还记不记得我。
But I can't help but wonder if she knew I quit being a professional artist and became a pastor now, what would she think of me?
但是有的时候我就会禁不住想，就是如果我这个老师知道我不再从事艺术这个职业而变成了一个牧师的话，我不知道他会怎么想。
I don't think she's a Christian.
我这个老师我觉得还不是基督徒。
I can't help but wonder if she would think, what a waste.
对，我有的时候就会情不自禁想，我的老师会不会认为我就是把我看成现在是一个就是非常浪费这个才华的一个人。
In a very brief moment of doubt, I ask myself, is it a waste?
那在极短的就是我对自己信心有动摇的时候，我问自己，就是我这样做是不是真的是浪费生命。
Am I still relevant to her?
那我对她，我这个老师来说是否还有价值？
Shame on me to doubt.
那真的是我自己这样信心动摇这件事，真的其实是很让我觉得羞耻的。
I felt the invisible pressure of the shaming from the world for identifying with the gospel for a brief moment.
我在那一刻，因为我自己就是和这个福音这个身份认同，导致我产生一丝丝的那种不正当的这种羞耻感，我为此感到羞耻。
One of the main reasons I became a pastor is that the gospel is what truly matters in life.
那我变成这个牧师的核心的原因之一是，这个福音其实是真正在生命里面，有重要的一件事情。
It is what saves lost souls.
它也是这个拯救唯一拯救灵魂的一个途径。
It is what brings glory to Christ.
也是唯一能够将荣耀带给基督的这样一件事情。
We shall not be ashamed.
我们不应该以此为耻。
Just remember in verse 9, here God says it, Paul says, God saved us and called us to a holy calling.
那在第九节经文里面讲，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
So you see how salvation is more than just having forgiveness. It is God who saved us and at the same time called us to a holy life.
那你看这个拯救它不只是就是罪得赦免，它其实也是神呼召我们，让我们去过圣洁的生活。
When we think of the word holy, the first thing notion that comes to my mind is about purity, goodness, righteousness, right?
我们想到圣洁这个词的时候，你首先想到的它的意思就是纯洁或者是敬虔，还带有公义这样的这个内涵在里面。
But the primary meaning of the word holy is actually to be set apart from the world.
但是圣洁这个词，它的本身的意思就是从世界中分别出来。
God is holy because He is set apart from us.
神是圣洁的，因为他从我们中间分，他跟我们不一样，分别出来。
The point is, don't be like the world or think like it.
所以我想讲的关键是不要像世界那样去思考。
Don't be ashamed of the gospel as Paul here further explains here in my second point.
我们要像保罗一样，不以福音为耻。
Why?We shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. Why shouldn't we be ashamed of the gospel? That's the question.
那问题就是我们为什么不以福音为耻呢？
Because the gospel is the power of God that can sustain us, verse 8, and when the world shames us as being foolish.
因为我们知道这个福音是神的大能，当世界嘲笑我们的时候，嘲笑我们愚蠢的时候，福音作为神的大能可以托住我们。
The gospel is offensive to the world. Why?
你们大家，我想问大家一个问题，就是福音他经常听到他会得罪这个世界。你想过为什么吗？
Because salvation cannot be earned by works, nor be mixed with any contribution, our own contribution. Verse 9.
那主要的原因就是我们所讲的这个福音，它传递的是救恩。没有办法靠着人自己就自己的功德或者行为能够赚取。
Unregenerate sinners, they cannot understand this, nor can they stand this.
那没有得救的这个罪人，他第一他理解不了，第二他也无法忍受这样一种说法。
What is so offensive to them?
那你知道为什么这样的一个说法对还没有信的人是让他们是觉得如此就是被冒犯吗？
Because when you present the gospel, you have to tell them that you don't deserve God saving you.
那因为是我们在给他们传福音的时候，我们得告诉他们，你其实根本不配神来救你。
There is no an ounce of goodness in us deserving of God's saving.
因为在我们这个身体里面没有一丁点好的地方来配得神这样的一个救赎。
That's offensive to unbelievers.
这样的说法是对那种未信之人，其实他们是非常无法忍受的。
And because of that, they see the gospel as foolish.
所以他们会觉得福音是非常的愚蠢。
Paul reminds Timothy and us the power of the gospel lies in God's gracious purpose to save us.
那保罗在这里面提醒提摩太，就是神他自己这样的这个恩典，就是在万古之前就已经存在了。
His purpose is to show and give his grace to the undeserved.
他的目的就是要把他自己的恩典赐给那些不配的人。
It is so beyond us as such grace Paul here described in verse 9 before it pre-existed before the ages began.
那这个就是在这恩典是在万古之先就在基督耶稣里赐给我们的第九节说的。
It literally means before the ages began. Literally means before time's eternal.
那这个在万古之先，它的意思就是说在时间之前，这个是永恒的一件事情。
Because it is in God Himself who is eternal.
因为我们知道神本身就是永恒的。
We only receive this grace through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, verse 10.
那根据这个第十节里面讲的，我们今天能够领受这样的恩典，完全是因为我们的救主耶稣基督的降世显现。
This is why verse 10 talks about his first coming, his incarnation there.
所以在这个第十节里面，我们讲到了他的第一次道成肉身。
And what he did was that he accomplished, Christ accomplished salvation.
那基督所成就的就是完成了救赎。
Verse 10, he said, he broke the power of death, that is, rendering it powerless, and illuminated the way to life in immortality.
那在第十节里面讲，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
He rendered the power of death useless.
所以我们知道耶稣基督战胜死亡，他让死亡就是无能为力。
You know what Heidelberg Catechism question 42 asks?
那大家知道那个海德堡教理问答第四十二问是如何问的？
It says, since Christ died for us, why do we still have to die?
他说，既然基督为我们死了，为什么我们基督徒还要经历死亡呢？
Here's the answer. Our death is not a payment for our sins, but it puts an end to sin and is an entrance into eternal life.
那这个回答是我们的死亡不再是为我们的罪付出代价，而是为了结束我们在世上的罪恶，并成为我们进入永生的入口。
It only happened because what Christ did. Death is no longer a punishment for believers, but an entrance into eternal life.
之所以能够这样发生，是因为耶稣基督所成就的，就是福音的大能，让死亡在我们身上没有能力，让我们对。
This is why.This is the power of the gospel. This is why we should not be ashamed of it.
这就是福音的大能，也就是我们不以为耻的原因。
Rather, by relying on the power of God, we are to be ready to suffer for the sake of the gospel.
相反的话，就是通过依赖神的大能，我们要随时做好为这个福音受的缘故受苦的准备。
For Paul, for the sake of the gospel, he was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher in verse 12.
那在第十二节里面讲，这个保罗为了福音的缘故，被设立做成这个传道者，做使徒，做教师。
He proclaims the gospel after receiving it from Christ.
他从基督里面领受了福音以后，他就去宣扬。
He also systematically instructs other of his doctrines and applications.
而且他系统性的去教这个其他人关于福音的，就是正确的教义和应用。
Now it is not surprising that you know you would expect that he would be calling himself an apostle first, but it's a little bit surprising that he actually called himself a preacher first.
保罗就是提到自己是传道人，这并不奇怪。但是保罗也讲到他是这个讲道的。
Because Paul's emphasis here is about letting out the offensiveness of the gospel in regard to the offering of God's free grace to of Christ.
那保罗在里面测定的的侧重点，他就是要把福音这种冒犯世人这种特质宣告出来，尤其是关于这个神在基督里面白白赐下恩典这样的情
况。Preacher is a proclaimer.
那我们知道这种讲道的人的话，他是要宣扬。
Now, we may not all be preachers and teachers.
那我们很多时候可能不是这个传道，不是教师。
And certainly none of us is ever going to be an apostle. There's no more apostles today.
那更我们这个在座的这个人更不可能变成就是以前的这个使徒。
But we are all called to manifest the free grace of the gospel of forgiveness and power to live in holiness.
但是我们所有的人都被呼召要来在世人面前要传扬，要彰显这个福音那白白的赦免的恩典，来活出这个生命的见证。
And if we truly do that, the world may find it offensive.
但是当我们真正把它去做的时候，那我们知道这个世界有可能会觉得我们冒犯了他们。
When tell your story here. When preparing for the Summer Olympics 2020 in Tokyo.
我跟大家讲一个这个故事，在2020年东京奥运会的时候
，One of the most popular Japanese noodles companies came up with a way to mask the sound of how the Japanese eat their noodles.
那这个日本当时有个很著名的，就是做这个日本那种汤面的这个 公司就发明一个方法，它就是要遮盖大家吃汤面这个嘴里面这个声音。
Japanese people typically, kind of customarily, make slurping noises eating the noodles, and they do it to show politeness and appreciation of the chef and the hosts.
那你可能听过，就是有一些日本的这个习俗，他们吃这个汤面的时候，这个一定要吸面条这个声音，这个声音呢，就是表示对，对人家主人或者是这个厨师的尊重。
Some even believe that it can enhance the taste, the flavor of the noodles.
有的人会觉得这样吃，这个吃起来才香。
Many tourists, especially Westerners, find slurping repulsive, disgusting, and even offensive.
那很多这个游客，尤其是西方人，他会觉得你这个吃面条一直吸溜这个声音，就是让别人听起来就是首先是不雅，甚至是让人家觉得难受。
On social media, they call this the noodle harassment.
那有的人在这个社交媒体上就说这种是这种吃面条这种声音的骚扰。
So seeing that many tourists, especially Western tourists, would come to Japan because for the Olympics,
那这个公司就是注意到，就是有很多的游客，尤其是西方的游客到日本就是要看。
And the Japanese is not going to give up their eating habits.
那当地人又不愿意说要摒弃这种吃面条的文化。
So this company invented a fork that would play.Artificial flushing sounds from a smartphone nearby when it detects a slurping sound.
那这个公司就发明了方法，在这个吃面条的叉子上，它有一个装置，就是当你吃面条有声音的时候，它就会让你附近的这个手机发出一个像一个冲水的声音。
In this case, the offensive sound of slurping, a genuine Japanese culture is diluted, masked.And covered by something that is supposedly more acceptable and palatable to the nearby listeners.
那他这个方法就是想把这个就是日本本地人完全接受这种文化，他用一个方法想把它遮掩起来，变成一个其他的方式，让其他的人可以接受的方式。
Certainly, the message of the gospel of grace is not a slurping sound. That's simple.
那我们知道这个神的恩典的这个福音可绝不是吃面条这个声音。
And for sure.It can be offensive to many people in the world.
但是对世上的很多人来说，它可能会让他们受不了。
But we dare not cover up the fragrance of grace, nor mask and dilute any of it in our words and in our deeds.
但我们绝对不会就是因此要把福音的任何的香气所遮掩住，或者是用其他的方法去把它给稀释起来。
In 2 Corinthians 2:16, Paul says this.
在哥林多后书2:16，保罗这样说。
To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a light-giving perfume. And who is adequate for such a task as this?
保罗说，对那些灭亡的人，我们是带来死亡和毁灭的恐怖气味；但对那些得救的人，我们则是赋予生命的馨香之气。
Who is adequate for such a task as this? Indeed, who is?
那谁能胜任这样？神圣这样重大的任务呢？
Paul's answer here is in 1 Timothy, verse 12 says, I am not ashamed because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
那保罗在提摩太后书1:12里面这样说，我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深知他能保守我所交托他的直到那日。
If you have come to recognize the gracious purpose of God's salvation,
如果你认识到神这样救恩的这样的一个恩典的计划
，that it was God, it was in God from all that this gracious purpose of the gospel, it was in God from all eternity.
而且他这样的一个恩典的这样的一个救赎的计划是在永恒里面就有的
，that it was manifested and fully and visibly in Christ.
是通过耶稣基督里面很清楚而且完全的彰显出来
that he has rendered death powerless and brought us eternal life
而且他也彻底的这个践踏了死亡的权利把我们赐给我们永生
then why wouldn't he also be able to guard what you have entrusted to him your life in him until the day of his return
如果神有这样的能力的话你难道还不愿意这个同样的相信他能够保守我们给他的我们交托给他的生命直到他再来的那一天吗
And shouldn't we be confident and even more committed to sharing and living out the gospel?
我们是否能够应该是变得更有信心更愿意去跟别人分享活出这福音
And finally, third question, what must we do to honor the gospel?
那我们最后一点，我们如何做来荣耀福音？
First, in verse 13, it says, follow the pattern of the sound words of the apostles.
那首先第一点就是第十三节说的，听那去听的那纯正话语的规模。
This is the apostolic healthy teaching in all of Scripture that no Christians should deviate from, add to, or subtract from.
那这个就是在整本这个圣经里面，它是非常有使徒性的这样一个健康的教导，就是让我们基督徒都不要偏离。
The word pattern refers to the idea of a blueprint made by an architect.
那这里面这个词，这个所谓的这个规模或者这个图案。是指的建筑师所绘的那种蓝图。
So builders must follow and apply closely, apply this blueprint closely in the building project.
那建筑工人在施工的时候，他们是要按照设计师的这样一个蓝图来设计图案去进行的。
Following and applying God's word, his apostolic teaching is the only way to build up the Church of Christ.
那遵循并使用神的话语，就使徒的教导，这是建立基督教会的唯一的途径。
It is the way to honor the gospel.
也是唯一能够荣耀福音的方法。
And we are to do it with the right attitude.
我们要怀着正确的态度去做。
And the manner in which we are to follow this pattern, the sound pattern, is characterized by faith expressed in confidence, trust in the gospel.
那我们这种坚持这个纯正话语的方式，是要建立在耶稣基督里面的这种信心和爱心上。
And, yeah, love in the action of toward love toward God and others.
那这个爱心就体现在对神和对人上。
And the second, to be more specific, Paul commands Timothy and us to guard the good deposit entrusted to us, verse 14.
那在第十四节里面，这个。保罗就是提醒提摩太要牢牢守住那交托给我们的善道。
This is the same similar appeal that we talked about in 1 Timothy 6:20.
那这个跟这个提摩太前书第六章第二十节里面很相互呼应。
The Greek verb to guard refers to guarding against robbers, raiders, and bandits.
那希腊文里面这个保守，它的意思其实真的是要防备强盗、土匪或者是劫匪。
So that to guard against these robbers, so that the precious treasure of the apostolic teaching would not be lost or damaged.
以至于这种使徒教导的这种宝贵的财富不至于说是迷失或者受损。
Especially against the context of false teachers within the church.
尤其是在当时的这种情况下，在教会里面有假教师这样的一个背景下面。
And the only way Timothy and any of us is able to do this is by the power of the Holy Spirit dwells within us, verse 14.
那这个提摩太包括现今的我们，唯一能够保守的方法，就是要借着我们里面的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the ultimate preserver of orthodoxy, and we are to trust and rely on Him.
因为圣灵是我们这个正宗信仰的这个终极保护者，我们必须要全然的去信靠圣灵。
Our confidence to guard Christian orthodoxy is not in us, but in the Spirit of Christ.
那我们这个能够捍卫耶稣这个使徒正统教育的这种底气，不是来源于我们自己，而是来源于基督的灵。
And we are commanded by God to join in guarding and preserving the gospel while being assured of God's help.
我们这个受到这个命令，就是要参与到这个保护和传承福音的工作中，因为我们也深信这个神随时会赐下他的帮助。
Responding in faith is how we come to honor the gospel, honor Christ.
用信心来回应神，这才是我们这个尊崇福音荣耀基督的方式。
Let me end this message with this beautiful story that I read from an excerpt of a book.
那我用下面的话，我用我读的在书里面读到一个非常好的一个见证来结束我今天的讲道。
There was a dear, seemingly old woman who was gradually losing her memory.
曾有这样一位非常这个虔诚的这样一位老妇人，她慢慢的在失去自己的记忆。
Details begin to blur.
那她很多生命中的细节慢慢变得模糊不清。
Throughout her life, however, this woman had cherished and depended on the Word of God.
但是在他一生当中，他一直是非常的珍惜，也非常的依靠神的话语。
She memorized many Bible verses.
他在这些年中，他记了很多圣经的经文。
Her favorite one is 2 Timothy 1:12, which I just read. I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
他最喜欢的经文就是我刚才读的《提摩太后书》1:12，我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深知他能保守我所交付他的，直到那日。
She was finally confined to bed in the nursing home.
那有一天，她终于在养老院里面卧床不起。
And her family knows that she's never going to leave that nursing home.
那这个家人知道，她恐怕也就是。没有办法再从这个养老院离开了。
When the family came to visit her, she would still quote scriptures.
那当她的家人去探访她的时候，她还在引用经文。
Especially 2 Timothy 1:12.
特别是提摩太后书1:12。
But as time goes, all she could say is bits and pieces. She would say, "I know whom I have believed. He is able to keep what I have committed to him." She couldn't finish the entire verse.
但是因为他年迈，他没有办法把这个经节一字不漏地说出来。他勉强说的是：“我知道我所信的是谁，他能保守我所交付的，直到那日。”
And later on, there are a few more words. Words are getting even fewer. All she could say is, "Have committed to him."
那他后来，当他的弥留之际，人们都听不清了。他唯一能够听到的就是“我所交付的”。
And finally, it was left with only one word that she could say.
那到了最后，她只能说一个字
，him，
就是他。
She whispered again and again as she stood in the threshold of heaven. She says, "Him."
她就是只能说这一个字，他。
It was all that was left.
这个是唯一，就是她能够说的。
It was all that was needed.
这也是唯一她需要所说的。
Christ is our confidence in life.And death.
基督就是我们生死里面的盼望。
He is all that we need.
他也是我们一生所需要的。
So let us come to him to trust in him and honor him.
让我们今天来到他面前，能够完全的信靠他。
Don't be ashamed of him.
不要以他为耻。
Let's pray.
来，让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you and ask for your forgiveness.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们求你的
For we know that in many times and many ways in our life we have felt ashamed of the gospel.
因为我们知道在我们生命中很多时候我们确实以福音为耻。
Help us to know your gracious love.
帮助我们知道你自己的大爱。
That is so beyond us.
是完全能够超出我们所想象的。
Help us to come to trust in Jesus and to rely on him.
让我们能够信靠耶稣基督，能够完全的依靠他。
So that we may honor him and honor this wonderful gospel truth.
以至于我们能够荣耀基督，能够荣耀这样完美的福音。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.